Tweet at TodaySOR.
Lots of you have been doing that, and also texting to 51551. Anne in Galway says, I don't support Sinn Féin, but Joan Burton's smear tirade in the Dáil diminished her and her party's dignity yesterday. On Black Friday, Sean says, the fact that Christmas advertising begins even before Halloween shows how utterly insane this society has become. I'm so sick to death of being bombarded by it all at every turn. I will now be switching off both the radio and the TV until this bore fest is over. Bet you, Sean, you're still listening. On wine, caller asking, when did we become such a wine-loving nation? Is it because it's a cheaper way to get merry quicker, or because we love the taste? Has the guest tried Aldi's best-selling Spanish wine, Baron Saint-Jean? The red is drinkable as a drinkable vin de table. It costs only $3.99. Maybe that would be for the mold. They shift vast quantities of it to restaurants. Interesting price. Most of that must be going on duty and tax and so forth. And I think it's time to talk to Gerry Daly, who always talks sense. You're very welcome, Gerry. We're going to look ahead to Christmas now. That, I hope, doesn't offend people's sensibilities. But above all, I suppose, where pots and gardens are concerned, you do have to work a little bit ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, colourful potted plants have become part of the Christmas scene over the last few decades, I suppose, you know. And they're part of the imagery now, really, even at Christmas. The Christmas star, the poinsettia, is almost as big a symbol, maybe even a bigger symbol of Christmas now than the traditional holly.
Yes, I suppose they're easily got. And at what stage should people be buying them? And is there a question of caring for them then? I mean, they're still just under 4 weeks to Christmas Day.
No, they're ready now. And quite a lot of them are grown in Ireland. Some of them come in from other countries, obviously, but a lot of them are homegrown. And they're available now. I mean, impressive glasshouses full of poinsettias as far as the eye can see. It's just amazing. And all of those find their way to people's homes over the coming few weeks. So, yeah, no, they're ready to go. And they will last, you know, some of them will last for decades. Some of them will last for days. Some of them will last for weeks.
And how can you make them endure?
Well, some naturally endure more than others. I mean, chrysanthemum, for example, the traditional pot mum that people like, which is usually in shades of yellow, orange, red, is really an outdoor plant that's made to come into flower for Christmas. And it's only intended almost like a cut flower. You'll get a few weeks out of it. But it can be planted in the garden then, and very often they can come on and flower again. Now, when they flower in the garden, they're often 4 foot high, because they've been specially prepared at low heights in a pot for Christmas.
So, and then there are other more adventurous options.
Yeah,
like, is it cyclamen? Sorry, and
The cyclamen is fairly traditional as well. That's has sort of nodding flowers. It's very pretty. The hyacinth, which normally flowers in March outdoors, but is brought on specially for Christmas, also is quite traditional and popular. Other things like the Christmas cactus, which is an old favourite, and people grow them in their homes, and they last literally for decades, very often grown just from a leaf cutting, just that easily.
Gerry, as ever, when you come in, the listeners deluge us with questions. Arthur in Drogheda, can an old Nevada and Queen of Denmark rose bush be safely cut hard back?
Yes, any rose bush can be cut hard back. Very often people let rose bushes get just too big and then they get out of control, but rose bushes can be cut hard back and will recover.
Roots, beautiful large hydrangea bush really needs cutting back. Is this the time to do it?
Well, there's two ways of going about hydrangea. If it's gone very, very big, and sometimes they grow to 10 or 12 feet across, it could be cut back in March, really hard to ground level, and then allowed to sprout again.
When you say ground level, do you mean within, like a foot?
Within 6 inches or a foot of the ground, yeah, really hard, and then it'll shoot back up. Now, the thing about it is it won't flower for the following year, because it's been cut so hard back. But it's better then, once you get it back to a size, to prune out one shoot in five every year. And in that way, it rotates so it doesn't get too big.
Gerry, Lucy in Galway wants you to tell her what red roses she would plant that would have a long flower time.
Well, red roses, I mean, a very nice red rose is Dublin Bay, which is a climbing rose and flowers, has lovely flowers, flowers all summer. And is easy to grow and easily available.
Is it too late to plant apple trees?
No, it's an excellent time to plant apple trees. It's just the start of the planting season, November, December, January, February, or the traditional planting season. Of course, you can plant an apple tree at any time of the year now because they're in pots largely, but you can buy them bare root, and bare root are cheaper, and this is the time to plant bare root fruit trees now.
And what about preparing the ground for them?
Well, you need the first, the most important thing with fruit trees is to choose the right spot. They need to have a bit of space, they need to have sunlight, they need some shelter. They don't need the competition of a hedge or tree roots underneath. So they need to have a bit of space on their own in the sunshine, if you like, with a bit of shelter and in good soil that drains well. The worst thing for fruit trees is heavy, wet soil that doesn't drain well. They just don't do well.
Still on apple trees, why are my apple trees not producing fruit? They had lots of blossom but no fruit. On the other hand, a cooking apple tree produced lots of fruit located beside eating apple trees.
Yeah, sometimes you get apple trees that either they never produce fruit to start with, or if they do produce fruit, they get weak over the years with disease, principally with apple scab disease. And very often it's a question of controlling the apple scab disease, which may not be too easy to do, because sometimes a fruit tree, an apple tree has gone too big. You get as much spray on yourself as you get on the tree, which is not great. And you don't get good control of the disease. But I would say another thing to do would be to control the grass around the base of the tree and feed the tree in March with a bit of fruit fertilizer. Very often the trees are just very hungry and, if you like, weakened.
What can be done, Trish in Killiney wants to know, about a codling moth infested apple tree?
Yeah, codling moth is tricky. It's very common in urban areas, particularly in Dublin and Cork. And it's a little worm that eats its way into the fruit. It's a caterpillar. Now, it's difficult enough to control, but if you use a spray, an organic spray or an inorganic spray in after flowering, immediately after flowering and 2 weeks later. But again, the problem is very often apple trees are too big to spray.
Yeah, that might apply in this case. She says she has one tree which she inherited with the cottage. Most of the apples are affected. The others are very dense and tasteless.
Yeah, well, that's the problem, is if the tree is too big, it's very hard to get on the spray. But that's the only way to get some sort of control. There are other things like traps, for example, but they're maybe not work that quite so well. There are codling moth traps.
Alan wants to know if he can plant laurel cuttings straight to their final spot to make a new hedge.
It'll be patchy. Some of them will take. They won't all take. It's better to buy some bare root laurel plants. They can be as small as he likes, as cheap as he likes, but they're better than just doing cuttings. Now, cuttings do work, but not necessarily. You might have gaps. And if you're prepared to do it over a period of time, well, you'll fill the gaps.
Lots of stuff about apples this morning, Jerry, for some reason. In this case, rotten ones. My Bramley's rotted in boxes. Never happened before. Why would this happen?
Well, sometimes you get a thing called bitter pit, which starts inside the fruit, and it's a sort of a brownish rot inside the fruit. Very often it happens after a good summer. It has to do with boron deficiency. It has to do with calcium deficiency. And what I would suggest there is just maybe water on a complete food, such as Miracle-Gro or Fostergen, one of those complete foods, water on that, which delivers trace elements. That might help to control that rotting from within. They look good on the outside, but then when you start to use them, they're gone brown. They're usable, but just about, you might get bits out of them.
My hyacinths are much slower than other years, only up about a quarter of an inch and sown about 2 months ago. Is there anything I can do to hurry them up, says Cathy?
Well, if they've been put out in the cold for 2 months, they're due to come in now for flowering for Christmas. So bring them into a warmer room gradually. Bring them into a less warm room, then a warmer room, and see if they respond to that after a week or so. If they're moving too fast, then back into the cooler room.
But you wouldn't be too worried about the quarter inch?
I know the quarter inch is only, they can move very, very fast once they get a bit of heat.
Paul in Dublin 12, Paula I should say, should I keep feeding my camellias as they're in pots and didn't look too good this year? The foliage was yellow and the buds were falling.
Camellias in pots shouldn't be yellow and buds falling. They maybe just dried out dramatically when she was on holidays. Sometimes particularly with evergreen trees like camellias, they can dry out unnoticed. And then they look okay and you think you've got it in time, but the damage has been done and then the leaves fall subsequently. So I'd suspect that's probably just uneven watering, the most likely possibility anyway.
Is it too late, Jerry, to dry the heads of lavender or to make oil from them?
Yes, lavender, if dried for scent, should be dried just as the flowers are approaching fully open, which would be in July or around then.
When is the best time to prune an Elangus hedge, I think it's
Eliagnus. Yeah.
Eliagnus, yeah. Sorry. There's a spelling issue here, not to mention my ignorance. It's 2 years old.
Well, an Eliagnus hedge tends to be a bit unruly. and tends to grow in sort of different directions and does need some training from a fairly early stage. So if it's only planted 2 years, certainly it would be, it was time to start putting some sort of shape on it.
Now here's one from Leo Kiernan. I have four box hedges which I made into swabs as I have four daughters. When is a good time to move them beside each other?
Box hedges, good time to move those would be late March or early April.
Margaret, what should I add to my soil to get rid of crust of liverwort on beds?
Yeah, liverwort is it's quite a descriptive name actually. It's kind of shaped a bit like a liver, and it's like a moss that grows on the surface of pots and on the surface of beds. It's a weed if you like, but it's only half an inch high, and it's not a particularly troublesome weed for plants. It's more unsightly than anything else, and I would say probably beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and if you start to say it's not ugly, well then it's not ugly and the problem is solved.
Why? It's all about perspective. It's all about perspective.
And the thing is, if she wants to get rid of it, the best thing is to just hoe it and let it dry out on the surface.
KB in Galway has problem with slugs eating potatoes. Tried rotation, no change.
Yeah, the problem there is probably using too much manure or too much garden compost, because the slugs feed on the potatoes, but you have to ask yourself, what do they feed on when there's no potatoes? And that's the manure and the compost you supply. So try for a couple of years planting them without any compost or any farmyard manure and see if that improves matters. The other thing would be to grow early varieties that you lift before the soil gets damp in the autumn, and then they can avoid the slugs.
Plant early, lift early maybe. Brendan has a 15-year-old robin red top that appears to be dying. Any ideas?
It could have a root disease. It might have Phytophthora or some of the root diseases if it's dying back. It might have been rocked by the wind as well, which can sometimes break a root, and sometimes a plant at a sort of age, if it breaks a root, it can start to die back. It's a root problem more than definitely.
Evelyn has a long shrub bed now nearly covered with fallen leaves. I'm not in the first flush of youth. Can I leave these leaves to rot down, and will they just go to mulch and feed the shrubs?
Yes.
That's good news for her. Stephen, I usually leave my grass clippings on the grass. Can I continue at this time of the year to do that, or should I collect them?
Best to take off grass clippings at this time of the year. It's okay in the summertime when they will dry up and wither away, but not at this time of the year because they will affect the grass adversely.
Last one on this one. How often should flowering Christmas cactuses be watered?
Just keep them just nicely moist.
Right. You mentioned holly earlier on. Is it a good year for holly, Jerry?
Yeah, it's a great year for holly. There's holly all over the place. It's done really well because we've had two good summers in a row. First just summer to make the buds, and then the second summer to make the berries.
And any last minute other words of advice that people out there might usefully put into practice?
No, but even though the ground has been wet and the garden has been wet, there's still plenty of gardening to do. There's pruning to do and things like that. So don't abandon the garden until March is my message at this stage.
Jerry Daly, as ever, words to the wise, or words from the wise. Lovely to have you in again. Thanks for joining us. We'll be talking to our gathering after the break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.